Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the White House has fought back today after the Yemen attack security breach, labelling criticisms of the Trump administration a distraction from the successful actions to keep Americans safe, they say. It comes after journalist Jeffrey Goldberg's sensational article, which has caused political uproar in the States. Goldberg was added to a group chat on a messaging app that included senior figures like J.D. Vance, the VP, Mike Walls, Pete Hegseth, and gained access to talks around planned US strikes on the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by former head of the CIA, John Brennan, who's speaking to us from Washington. John, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac. Good to be with you.
I'm reading on the New York Times that the Trump administration is trying to downplay what they call the gravity of Signal chat leak. How do you view it?
Well, I think it is a serious breach of protocols. It was a clear violation of the rules that govern the handling and the communication of classified information. And this dealt with information related to U.S. military strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. And this was communication that was taking place before those strikes took place. And they, according to the reporting, at least, they included information about the targets, the strike packages, the units involved in terms of U.S. military, and other details. And all of that is supposed to be kept in classified channels.
Okay. And this type of communication and this type of detail has been described by Democrats as sloppy and careless and incompetent behavior. But is it anything beyond that? I mean, was it dangerous?
Well, it's dangerous because even though the Signal app is an encrypted app and it's more secure than regular text messages, it still is not secure in terms of not being able to be exploited by hostile intelligence services. And these are apps that are on individuals' private phones. And again, it's not an authorized communication system for classified intelligence. Now, the Trump administration is downplaying it, as to be expected. And the strikes against the Houthi targets seem to have been successful. But it does raise the question about what other types of communications are taking place on the Signal apps that might deal with other matters, such as Russia, China, or other national security issues. And might that information have been compromised somehow because of this? And I agree, I think it was a careless use of this communication system.
Hillary Clinton has reacted to this. She, the former U.S. Secretary of State, of course, she shared the Atlantic article on X with a short caption. She said, "You have to be kidding me." Now, when Trump lambasted Hillary Clinton for using a personal server, or alleged so, and he said this compromises classified information or data that might be classified, you can see why she's so irate, or you can see why she's seeing the irony in this.
Yes, and a number of the communicants in this chat gave interviews over the last couple of years, basically, you know, condemning Hillary Clinton for what she did. And so there does seem to be a double standard here. Now, it's not going to be a surprise to any of your listeners that in Washington, D.C., there is sort of a two-tier system in terms of if it happens by your party or members of your party or your administration, you try to downplay it. And if it's happening by the other political party or other administration, you know, you condemn it. But I think this is far more serious than what Hillary Clinton did. And I think there was an acknowledgement, including by the Democrats, that what Hillary Clinton did was inconsistent with the rules, again, that govern the handling of classified information. Mm. But something like this, discussing very specific details about a U.S. military operation before it takes place in a unclassified system, this is something that never should have happened.
But, you know, you say this is quite serious, but Donald Trump has dismissed this leak, John. He said it's a non-issue. He said it's the only glitch in 2 months, and it turned out to be not a serious one. He also attacked The Atlantic, the magazine. He said it's a magazine in trouble, whatever words he used. He'll probably get away with this, won't he?
Well, unfortunately, Donald Trump has been very clever in terms of how he's able to avoid accountability for these things. And again, it's not unexpected that he would downplay and give a pass to these individuals within this administration. But I think there have been a series of missteps over the last 60 or 70 days by this administration in terms of some of the things that they did and actions they've taken that are being, you know, overturned by the courts, being appealed, and some mistakes they've made. But again, I think Donald Trump is going to stand by his people, but I think there is going to be an investigation. The Senate, the Congress has already called for such an investigation. Mm-hmm. And there were some things that Jeffrey Goldberg, the journalist, did not include in his article because he was concerned about the classification of this sensitive information.
Yeah.
And so now the senators, the Democrats, are calling for the full transcript of this chat to be released. So I think we're going to find out more about this story in the coming days.
Yeah, but they're playing by the old conventional rules. So let's say there is an investigation and Donald Trump says it's a political witch hunt. They tried this before, they failed, and they're not going to succeed this time. We're going to make America great again. I mean, how do you win with that type of rhetoric and that type of game playing?
It's really challenging, and I think this is where it's really going to be up, not just to the Democrats, but to those officials or individuals who really are committed to the rule of law. And I think it's been quite evident that Donald Trump is not committed to the rule of law. He, in many respects, has trampled the law. And so I think this is just, again, the beginning of an administration that tends to look for any opportunity to circumvent not just standard practices and procedures, but the legal norms that really have governed previous presidential administrations.
Mm. He's got elbows, as we say here, John. And in terms of the observance of the rule of law, respect for the judiciary, I mean, there are certainly questions being asked, aren't they, stateside? The defiance of court orders and senior judges making public utterances saying, look, we will not impeach judges just because you don't like the ruling. Use the appellate courts or use the appeal courts. I mean, is there any fear in your mind that Donald Trump is challenging the norms and challenging the constitutional positions so he can free himself of any checks and balance?
I think there's extensive and palpable fear within the United States that Donald Trump is doing exactly that, that he is following the authoritarian's playbook in terms of trying to neutralize the judiciary, try to control the media. He is a very vindictive and vengeful person, as has been quite clear. He's suspending and terminating the security clearances of individuals if he doesn't like what they're doing in law firms. So I think there's great concern and fear that, again, the traditional rules and norms and practices and laws that really have governed the federal government and the executive branch mm-hmm. are no longer being observed by the Trump administration, and that we're in for some rocky times here in the United States.
Yeah, your security clearance was revoked as well, I think some years ago at this point. But that list of people whose security clearance is being revoked, that's growing all the time, and even former presidents. And I think they don't get classified briefings and so on. Is that part of it as well, in your opinion, John, that they don't have access to secret or classified information so they can raise their hand and say, hang on a second, I don't like the journey of travel here?
Well, it's unprecedented, his suspension and termination of security clearances of previous government officials for policy disagreements or because he doesn't like people. But these are individuals who don't go into classified systems, networks, and databases. It's just that if the U.S. government has a need, for example, to talk to former Secretary of State Tony Blinken, that they can have a classified discussion about maybe what happened in Ukraine last year or what happened with Russia or China. Mm-hmm. These are basically for the benefit of the U.S. government to facilitate those type of classified discussions. But Trump is a very unique person, and he is just, you know, using a very, you know, large cudgel to try to punish and retaliate against any of his perceived rivals.
Can I ask you about the deal? I'm sure you're keeping an eye on it. That's being worked out right now as we speak in Riyadh. The White House saying that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to ensure safe passage for commercial shipping in the Black Sea and to stop military strikes. I'm paraphrasing here, but Ukraine is saying we'll have to wait and see, but this is the right direction of travel. Can I get your initial reaction to that?
Well, I certainly hope that there's going to be a cessation of hostilities, whether it be on the water or air or land. But I have to be, you know, I have to see what the Ukrainians are actually going to say and if the Russians are going to agree to this. I think the White House might be announcing this as a way to distract from the attention that is focused now on this signal chat problem for them. But we'll have to see. They've talked before about the ceasefires that have been agreed to, only to have either Russia or Ukraine say, wait, not so fast. We have not agreed to the details. So, again, I think they're working hard to try to reach some type of ceasefire. But I am convinced that the Ukrainians are not going to just surrender because the Trump administration is putting pressure on them, especially given the very, unfortunately, negative attitude of the Trump administration toward Europe, which also came out in that signal chat with J.D. Vance speaking rather disparagingly about our European partners and allies.
Well, to say the least, yeah. Ukraine, in terms of that deal, they're saying it's too early to say that it's going to work, but these were the right meetings, the right decisions, the right steps. I'm also reading that Vladimir Putin wants the banking and economic and various sanctions imposed on Russia at the moment, those to be lifted before the ceasefire is operational. That would be a major win for him, would it not?
It absolutely would, and that's what he's pushing for. And there's a question about whether or not the Trump administration is going to accede to Putin's demands or whether or not they're going to push back and make any type of relaxation of sanctions dependent on Russia's adherence to the ceasefire term. So I guess, again, we are going to see what, if anything, has been agreed to and what's the sequencing of the events as far as the implementation of it to include any type of relaxation of sanctions.
Okay. Thanks a million for your expertise and for sharing that. Former head of the CIA, John Brennan, Mila Bukhslat.